This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
.9:39, 21 minutes out in front of 10 o'clock on your Wednesday. Welcome in to the Aloe Fiber Studios. Hello, good morning, NOCO. Brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. A great time to get your furnace and air conditioner checked out now. Right before you really need the AC or you really need the heat. We're kind of in that time right now where it is perfect, where you could use either of them, but you can get by without them. So just get them checked out right now.
Mine's shut off. How about you? I've got my HVAC system shut off. It's been that way for a while.
Oh, no.
Are you running the air conditioner?
No, I haven't, but I'm ready. No, mine's, it just depends on where I set my thermostat as to which one it's going to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I keep mine on whatever mode. It'll probably be late May before I turn the air conditioner on.
It could probably be later today.
Yeah, it might have to be.
Seriously.
Hey, and what we saw yesterday, I posted on X to Cody Wilson and said, go ahead and lock in that rain forecast. I washed my vehicle yesterday. Guaranteed
rain. Oh,
did
you? Okay.
It started spitting on me on the way home.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a chance of that, especially later on.
Yeah, it is. Today, tomorrow, and Friday, and especially Saturday, going to be a little bit rough out there weather. But right now on the Clearwater Products Hotline, we've got Zach Lemon, the Eaton Athletic Director, who is joining us to break down the new shot clock implementation in high school basketball. Zach, how are you this morning, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Just some standard running around, spring activities, and so on.
Yeah, of course, man. Never a dull day. Now in your first year as athletic director, still, right?
I think it feels like tenth, but yeah, I think it's still the first.
How's it going, Zach, with the new role? Of course, you had such a dominant career as the football coach at Eaton, moving to that AD role. How's it going?
You know, it's a big adjustment, but I really do love it. Coming to work every day is fantastic. I love the work. I love dealing with other schools, ADs, you know, all that organization. Definitely the days fly by. I never look at the clock or anything. It's just constant work. But I enjoy it. It's going well, and I'm learning fast and getting better at what I do.
It's cool to be in the position that every coach complained about forever.
Right. That's
some truth to that, Zach?
Well, I can just say the rewards are not the same as they are in
coaching. All right. Just wanted to make sure there. But in all seriousness, I saw that Steve Longwell, the former AD, was out there for the baseball game. Got to be great to have a guy like that around who was, you know, kind of the captain of the ship, seeing all the success happening at Eaton.
I mean, it's going to sound cliche, but I don't think I could have done it without him. He's been so helpful, opened every phone call, comes and meets with me, teaches me the things that I need to know and the ways of it. So he's been a blessing, and I don't think I've ever been more serious when I say the words. I don't think I could have done it without him.
Yeah, no, I mean, Steve's a great individual, and I was happy to see that you were getting it too, because I get to pester you, and it's never just a normal hello when I call and let you know that something's going on. So I like those type of relationships, Zach, but let's talk about this. So this has been one of the more controversial debates in high school athletics lately, is the shot clock implementation here in the state of Colorado for high school basketball. It's been voted down. It was voted down late in 2023, but it does pass. First of all, were you surprised by this?
I knew that it was going to continue with momentum, and it wasn't just going to stop at one no vote. There's going to be modifications. There was going to be amendments. There was going to be ways to make it seem more plausible for all schools. So after that first no vote, then it was, okay, let's make some adjustments. Let's hear some schools out. Let's talk about some concerns, and let's see how we can make it work. I wasn't a big part of the decision making. I was more of just a discussion and voting body, but not really part of the decision making. So a lot of people did a lot more work on it than I did. But we're still kind of in a good place with it. You know, with us, we're fortunate to now have the new building and the new gym that have it already installed. So I know a lot of the concerns with some of the financial impact of it and how some of these older gyms can find a way to get shot clocks embedded and make them working and functional. Some of the big concerns are, how do we get workers? You know, we got to have a clock operator and now a shot clock operator, and how can we train them effectively? How do officials feel about it, and how do they manage the game with the shot clock? So I was, I hate to say it, I didn't lean strongly either way. It was one of those deals that there are pros and cons both ways. So I just kind of weighed the factors and knew that if we get a shot clock, it could be good for basketball, but it's going to be growing pains. If we didn't get it, it could take some time until we are ready. So it was one of those pros and cons back and forth, what works, what doesn't.
In the name of transparency, Zach, did you vote for or against this?
You know, we vote as a league and not independently. And as our league, we have a 3A and a 4A league, so we get a couple votes and we were divided.
Okay, so it was. So, you know, when we talk about this, it was already, you've got it in the new building. What is it? We talk about the financials a lot when it comes to this. What would be the financial burden of installing, or what will be, I should say, the financial burden of installing a shot clock for some of these schools?
Well, it was originally said to be, you know, $2,000 to $3,000. Talking to some other ADs, it's not that simple, and it was much more. The big issue was district ADs, where we're talking, you know, 5-6 high schools, up to 8 high schools within a district where they've got to do it at all of these locations. They were looking at $40,000 to $50,000 in the district. Some of them were. And then that's just the start of it again. Now we're paying for an extra operator on game day. Are we doing this with sub-varsity? Are we doing this in, now if we got 2 gyms, do we have to have it in both gyms? There's just a lot of consideration with that too. So now do we, if we have a varsity game going on in the main gym with a shot clock, do we now have a C-team game going on in the Ox gym also with a shot clock, also with a second operator and different officials that need to work it that way? So those were all considerations that now schools, programs, and districts will adapt to, and we'll make it work and make basketball better, hopefully.
When will the implementation of this take effect?
That's what I actually need to get some clarification on, too. I watched a little bit of the meeting yesterday. I am not your guy. like I said, I wasn't one of the big decision makers on it. I know Travis and Ryan from the Patriot League, from Platte Valley, and from University, they were bigger in the decision making and the communication. So I'm not going to speak falsely, but I am going to own that I don't quite know.
No, we're talking with Zach Lemon, the Eaton Athletic Director, here this morning. And Zach, you know, from the outside looking in, for me, from the purely basketball side, this makes a lot of sense. It's going to be a 35-second shot clock, just like in college. And if the goal of high school athletics, or one of the goals of high school athletics, is to prepare people and kids for the next level, that makes a ton of sense. It's the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going to be the difficult part, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's anybody really in the athletic world that doesn't think it is a good thing for basketball. You know, you talk to some guys that say, okay, if you're going to sit in a zone, we're going to pull it out and draw and hold it until we pull you out of that zone. You know, there's some strategies to that end of the game and whatever else that's just from a pure basketball standpoint. But really, aside from arguments like that, and of course, Coach Dick knows the details of how a shot clock can change the game more than I do, but most of it was a managerial side, a financial side, a staffing side, all of that, and not just pure basketball. You're correct.
I'm wondering, Zach, if we're looking at this on a national level, how does Colorado compare to other states as far as do other states implement a shot clock? Is Colorado behind where are we at as far as on a national level?
I don't have the numbers for that. I do know that there are many states that have already implemented it, and a lot of our research on this decision-making was based off of the states that do already have it. We know there was plenty of data out there, and CHASA and the committees and the state really did do their research on how it is going in other states, and that was a big part of the decision-making, too, that we are a little bit behind some states. But there's a lot that are even farther behind than us.
Yeah, per NFHS, 27 states use the shot clock in some capacity for this 2023-2024 school year. Again, we're talking with Zach Lemon, the athletic director for Eaton. And Zach, when you talk about this, of course, the big guys, you talked about how expensive it could be, you know, for the Poudre school districts, for DPS and things like that. But what about the schools, you know, on the Eastern Plains, the smaller schools? What were their feelings and their thoughts on this, Zach?
Again, I think they were very mixed again, when you talk about a coach perspective and then an AD perspective, they're still very different. And if you try to get a good feel for an entire school, now the coach feels one way and the AD feels another way. That's kind of the challenge. I know that some of the coaches that I talk to out east, they still really want it and support it, and the ADs not so much. But it does change depending on where you're at. And a lot of those small schools, high competitive teams, do really like it for the purity of basketball. Yeah.
I got to think there's a market right now for somebody in electronics to create a much lower priced shot clock for this type of situation. Have you heard anything like that, Zach?
I haven't, but you are exactly right. I've thought of the same thing. Or to simplify it so we don't have to hire a second person, that the clock and scoreboard operator could also do the shot clock, something automatic, something, you know, revolutionary in how that works. I haven't gotten those phone calls and emails yet, but I'm sure those companies will start coming out and looking for things now that this decision's been made.
Well, if we were smarter, we'd be the ones trying to do it. But
I had the idea.
Let's just talk about it and let somebody else decide.
That's as far as I get.
Why do you think we got into radio, Zach? Come on, I'm an idea man. Yeah, but we do trademark and we want 10% royalties. Zach, hey, I appreciate the time this morning, and I know this is something, you know, we're getting texts coming in here that we'll respond to on the other side, but man, I was in favor for it for one simple reason. There was a high school basketball coach that coached over at Platte Valley a long time ago when I was there, and he was so incompetent that we were playing against a team and he had us run the four corners offense where we just stood there and we lost the game 18-7. And since that moment, I thought that we needed a shot clock. Now, to be fair, he wasn't dealing with a lot of great basketball players coming out of Platte Valley, Zach. I was the five hard fouls type of a guy.
Well, and you can say that it's not one for the fans.
No.
The 18-7 game, and you don't really fill the seats and create it for the masses and for the community. So we do want to make the game better, more entertaining, more exciting for the players, and help them develop for the future too. So that's obviously the key to this and the big push. So.
Yeah, Zach, it sounds like your stance is kind of, hey, you know what, we know it's good for basketball, we can kind of find a way on the administrative side.
That's exactly it. And change needs to be made in many different situations, and this is one of those moving forward.
All right, Zach. Well, hey, I appreciate your time. As always, my friend, it was great seeing you on Monday. And, hey, you're about through your first year as an athletic director. And what got you? Was it the stress eating, or do you have gray hair now?
So the eating fluctuates. Sometimes I don't eat at all, and other times I gorge. I'm not losing my hair as much as it's graying, but I am starting a count.
Zach, thanks for your willingness to jump on this morning, my friend. Always great to catch up with you.
You got to appreciate you, too.
Take care, Zach.
There you go. There's Zach Lemon, high school athletic director for Eaton. Texter here from Dixon. Less than 1% of high school basketball players advance to the next level. Well, and Dixon, let me ask you this, because like Brian said, I could be swayed pretty easily on this. I think it's a good thing. I think it's, hey, what makes the game better, and then let the administrators do what they're supposed to do and figure it out. But as a referee, what are your thoughts? Because I know you've reffed high school basketball a lot, man. So what are your thoughts on this from the referee side? Send that in. I want to save some time and visit with Coach Dick about this, because I know he's got strong opinions as well. So we'll talk a little bit more high school basketball in Colorado, getting a shot clock, good or bad. We'll discuss with Coach Bruce Dick next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.